This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Whenever you see me shooting in a video, that's what I'm shooting. Well, I'm shooting a gun. But the bullets I'm launching come from Ammunition Depot. One person that I became aware of him after the St. Louis NRA meeting when he wrote an article. And ever since then, he has been kind enough to collaborate with me on more than 20 occasions. And I got to actually meet him for the first time, which he just about tore my head off, giving me a hug. That was so sweet. Joining me for the first time in a while, though, coming straight out of Detroit, from Legally Armed in Detroit and Rick's Firearms Academy, is Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Bill? How are you today, man?
I'm doing okay. Neck's a little sore, but, you know, you told me, hey, get to meet you. Bam!
You know what? It was really good to put a face and a presence with the voice. I mean, your voice, I mean, man, you got definitely an awesome voiceover. I was checking out the promos that you do, man. You do a great job at it. You definitely have the voice for it. But it was great to actually meet you in person, man. We had a great, awesome dinner. Who does not like barbecue?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Of course, I never did go back and kick the people at the Garmin booth for that scenic drive that we took. Thank you, Garmin. Which was partially my fault because I didn't follow the first set of instructions. We had to recalculate one time. So anyway, since you have been back, it's Wednesday. Have you had a chance yet to practice your trade, or have you just been gearing up for it?
Well, you know, I was gone for like 4 days, man. And, you know, when I came back, I had a full plate of things currently in the works and scheduled. I normally teach the concealed pistol license class every other weekend. And true to form, I have a class already scheduled for this upcoming Sunday. Of course, I also had a lethal force aftermath seminar scheduled for this Saturday, and that's still a go. Tomorrow evening, I will be doing a speech before the Rochester Area Republican Club tomorrow night. Also, I have an instructor class coming up next month. There's a couple of other projects that are in the works, and it looks like I might be a expert witness in the criminal defense case next month, too. So I'm still busy. You know, all the work was still piling up while I had a good time in Louisville, Kentucky, meeting my counterparts and colleagues in the gun rights community. But it was great to get away for a few days. But you know what? Every so often we leave, we got to make sure we come back and handle business. So, you know, it was great to get away, but I'm glad to be back.
Well, if you're going to be an expert witness, I guess Masada Ayoub is, you know, he's 69 years old. He's probably getting ready to hang up those spurs, you may have to be the man.
Well, I definitely hope so, man. You know, over the last 12 years, I've engaged in a lot of different activities, you know, like the lethal force seminars we do, self-defense law, gun law, firearms law, all the numerous media appearances I've done. You know, speaking of which, I've been logging all of my media appearances since I first became a firearms instructor, and I'm well over 500. So, you know, I've been doing it for a while and been doing it at a high level. But, you know, at the last month, I've had the opportunity to fill in as a guest host at a radio show that's here locally in Detroit. And you know what? I think you guys, as the host, have more fun than the guests. It's really a different experience, and I think I like being a host more than I like being a guest. So let's see if I can put something together, man.
Yeah, I could see. I don't know what we would call that, though. But, you know, if you think you could fill up 3 hours worth of time, me and you could have a little chat. I might want to take the evening off one day.
I tell you what. Give me advance notice, and if you ever want to take a sick day, I'm your guy.
Roger that. I'm going to ask you, and we got a few minutes left before we go into the break, but I'm going to ask you this regarding self-defense, because this is was on the Second Call Defense blog. Do you think it is a good idea to render first aid to an assailant that you just shot?
Well, do I think it's a good idea? Well, first and foremost, the primary consideration would be, do you have the necessary credentials to even render first aid? Many states do not have a Good Samaritan law, and we don't have one here in Michigan. Generally speaking, the prevailing case law is that if you have first aid credentials with an organization such as Red Cross, then you could, if you wanted to, render aid within the scope of your training. If you're trying to do something extra outside of the scope of your training, then, of course, you open yourself up to liability. You know, the second thing I think that would come into play is whether your occupation is such that you've taken an oath. You know, that if someone was harmed, even if you were the one who created the harm, as in a self-defense situation, you know, maybe you're a doctor, you're a nurse, or you're a law enforcement officer, then I guess you're duty-bound by your oath to do so. You know, me personally, I'm not employed in a situation in which I have an oath, but I am Red Cross certified in first aid, CPR, and AED training. I haven't really given the situation much thought, but as I think about it now, you know, someone who was just trying to kill me or home invaded me or carjacked me, you know, it's a tough call. I think I would be so wound up and jacked up from just being able to defend myself that, you know, it might not be on the radar. You know,
I did not think about the presence of mind someone would have to have as they start to go into that, all that physiological temporary state they're going to go into right after they do that. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, you're
going
to be a form of PTSD. You know, it might be elation. You might experience revulsion, self-doubt, remorse. You might even be sick, revulsion. You know, and those are some of the things that you really can't predict how it's going to affect you. But, you know, if you have the presence of mind and you want, I don't think that you should be forced to do so, especially right. If your usage of, you know, lethal force or deadly force was warranted and justified.
Right.
I think it makes you one heck of a guy for doing it, but I wouldn't say that you had to.
How do people find what Rick Ector does real quick? We're coming up on the first break. Rick?
Oh, yeah, you said tell them what I do?
Well, I tell you what, we'll do that next break. That's the thing about being the host, Rick. You got timing. It's all timing. Timing. We'll be right back. My guest from Rick's Firearms Academy in Detroit is Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. My guest this hour from Legally Armed in Detroit, amongst all the other things that he does, is Rick Ector. In the chat room right now is Tim Knight, if you remember him from Sunday morning when we were sitting at the table with all of those guys, Hickok 45.
Right,
He likes you rocking it.
Let him know I appreciate it.
Well, he just heard you. So, I mean, you just told him. He's in the chat room. So, anyway, let's talk about the NRA. What were your impressions of the NRA meetup?
I'm always very proud of my affiliation with the NRA. You know, they are our nation's oldest civil rights organization, protecting not only our First Amendment right, but freedom in general, you know, if you're a Bill of Rights kind of guy. The thing that I like is that they hold my certifications for all the firearms instructor credentials that I have. You know, I'm also a membership recruiter for the organization. Additionally, I have a role where if a media request from the NRA comes from a media outlet like a radio, TV station, or newspaper from Michigan, you know, they usually route those requests over to me. You know, they trust me well enough to speak to some of the issues on gun rights and, you know, heaven forbid, gun control that's going to be, you know, in the headlines. And as we near this upcoming November election, when they start highlighting the differences between Trump and Clinton, obviously the biggest area in which they disagree would be on the issue of gun rights and Second Amendment. But, hey, I'm crazy about National Rifle Association. You know, I'd like to see some more overt steps to reach out to other communities such as underrepresented minorities, or get more women involved. I think they're taking a step in that direction, you know, with their guest commentators. You know, there's a few women and other minorities more. Most notably would be Coleon North. But, yeah, I like to see some, I like to see them do a little more. I like to see more representation in the organization.
Yeah, and I think that is coming. I think it's gradually insinuating itself. I looked around and, you know, do you know who Tony Simon is?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay. Tony was there. I saw quite a few of my fellow Americans there that just don't look like me, which was cool. I thought that was very cool.
Well, yeah, there were quite a few minorities and women at the conferences. You know, I just think that I like to see more, especially when we go into various towns across the country. Here we are, we're in Louisville. There's all types of people in Louisville. I like to see more of all types of people actually in the convention hall. What it would take to do that, would there be some expected backlash if there were some overtures and obviously thinly veiled invitations to get more people, you know, into the organization and into the events? I think, you know, that's nothing to be concerned with and to be bothered with. I think that significant gains could be made in those areas if only we just went, you know, a few extra steps. And I think that's the direction that they're going in. But, you know, time will tell, and I hope that I'm correct.
Tim Knight wants me to hook you two up because he wants to help you with that. So I will be doing such for you. You'll be getting some. you're getting some of those fine text message cards that I sent out. Did you have a chance to look at the media, the local media that was playing on television in Louisville while you were there?
No, I really didn't because, you know, I was so caught up in being a part of the actual event. You know, Thursday, you know, I always do the banquet, you know, which is a huge fundraiser, you know, for the organization that funds a lot of activities throughout the country. That's always a great event, you know. And then we had the annual meeting of the members. You know, I was actually able to see Chris Cox and Wayne LaPierre and Donald Trump, you know, make their presentations. I also really enjoyed Sheriff Clark's speech. I thought he did an outstanding job. Outside of that, of course, I'm a firearms instructor, so I had to go to the trainers meeting, which was really cool. And I had to go by the media room and meet my colleagues and work on a few stories myself. And I actually got to talk with a few members of the local media, face-to-face, in the media room. But I didn't have much time to really turn on the TV and see what was going on. You know, after the day's events are over, that's when you get some real networking done, like me and you did when we had dinner. Was that Saturday night, man? That was definitely a highlight of my trip this past weekend.
Mine as well. The local media was anti-gun right down the road. Well, at least what I watched. So, and it's, there's somebody in the chat room is saying you had to put it with Matt from Houston. LOL. Carl, I know that might be Matt from Houston.
Great guy. I love Matt. Matt from Houston, and my other buddy is Nick Lorino out of Indianapolis. So
he was here. He was here in the chat room and stayed almost for 2 hours and then split prior to Hector being called up and brought into the show. I'm not reading into the timing. I think he was just tired because it's a long show. Long show. The anti-gun, I was watching one channel, WAVE, and the male and the female anchor that were there, they were just anti-gun as the day was long. It was interesting because they were anti-gun with question marks because they didn't really know what they were talking about. So that part sort of was a mystery to me. But in any event, I thought... I like the networking part. I like walking around town and everything and hanging out with, with the Rick Ectors of the world. That was pretty cool. Pretty funny, hey, too. Man. You're pretty funny, dude.
You also got to interview Ted Nugent on Sunday.
Yeah, I did. And, yeah. That was one of those things where, I got out there and I was really completely unprepared for what I got out of that. I was completely unprepared for that. So,
I think Ted would be an easy interview. He's always got a lot to say, and he's a very animated guy. I think just set him up with a few softball questions, and he'll take over.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that when we get back. I don't even know. I didn't see you after that, did I? So I need to tell you about that. Well, Rick and I will recap that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Indeed. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Rick Ector. We were the morning of Sunday morning. I got there early because I had to interview Ted Nugent, which was, it was horrible. And as I'm sitting there, up walks Rick with his posse, Nick and Matt. And they come and sit down. We're having coffee with Hickok 45, and then Tim Knight of the NRA shows up, and then we're just having another one of these impromptu confabs. And that was the last time I saw you, I think. So, let me tell you how this went, just so to give you an idea. Now, remember, I'm a radio guy that has done 99% of the radio that I've ever done has been in my home studio.
Right.
When, so it doesn't take that much to impress me. So, I get a text from, Toby Nugent telling me they're going to be there in 15 minutes. So I get up and head on in there and, some guy in one of those, blazers comes up and escorts me. They're waiting on me. They're waiting on me, so they wait on me, and they take me backstage, and I'm looking at like the most immaculate. It looked like the bridge of the Starship Enterprise. This was the this was the setup behind backstage that was going to run the big production of Ted Nugent at Freedom Hall in Louisville, Kentucky. So
okay.
They take me out there on the stage and they start asking me, "Well, Mr. Frady, do you like that background?" "I love that background." Then they go, "How about this one? I like that one too." Then they just keep going through all of them. And they did everything but giving me like a hot rock massage trying to get me happy. And I think I probably could have gotten that too. And then, of course, Ted shows up. And you're right about Ted. With Ted, I only asked him like 5 questions, and it was 26 minutes long.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he is a really good interview subject, and he is very expansive with his answers, and he covers every little side of it. But the interesting thing about Ted is that the way I interviewed him the first time on my show, I was expecting Larry Pratt, and some of the listeners got together and contacted Nugent's people because they heard me talking about wanting to interview him. Right. And I get the call, and it's not Larry Pratt, it's Ted Nugent. And that was back when I was nothing more than a webcast.
Right.
And I've been interviewing him on a regular basis since 2012. So getting to meet him for the first time was pretty cool. Then, after we got done, he jumps up, grabs the guitar, and whips into a guitar solo of the Star Spangled Banner, which I tried to film.
Proud to, right?
Yeah, totally.
Awesome.
And I filmed some of it, but then as he was going through it and just shredding it, I put my camera down and let it hang by my side and just watch the man go. And that was pretty cool.
Awesome.
So yeah, that was a highlight for me. But it was equally as much of a highlight as going out to dinner with you guys. That was quite fun. Even though Nick couldn't get his beer, Nick had a hard time.
Right. It took forever for them to bring it. Yeah, like it must have been an hour before he got it. Yeah, right not too long ago after we adjourned from our impromptu confab at the exhibition hall that morning after we were talking, Nick and I had to jump on the road. Nick's only 2 hours out at Indianapolis, but, you know, I left my car at his place, so we had to go to Indianapolis so I can get my car and then continue on the trek home. I have another 4.5 hours to go to hit Detroit, but it was a quick ride, you know. Indiana is an easy drive. Ohio, not so much.
Yeah, that I left at about 3. I left at about 3. Although before I left, I found a Starbucks to get fueled up. I needed Starbucks, brother. I needed it bad.
Right.
So I needed that bad. But right. All in all, I had a pretty good time, and the networking worked out. And now you got an NRA board member is going to contact you to help you with what you want to do. So,
yeah, absolutely. And it was good to see Colonel Allen West get elected to the board this year. I was able to catch up with him, share a few moments, and get a quick selfie with him.
I have interviewed Allen West 4 or 5 times, and I did not know he was there. I would have loved to have met him, but it was not easy to find anybody there individually unless you set it up. I mean, when me and Hickok were trying to hook up, we were 40 feet away from each other on the phone saying, "I'm here, where are you?" "Well, I'm here, where are you?" And then he finally came around the corner, you know, and he's like Bigfoot height. So, I mean, I caught him then, but yeah, he's a tall man. He's a tall drink of water.
You know, some people you just bump into, and then others, you have to get on the phone and text and call and just make it happen. Like,
right.
I bumped into Cody on Noir Sunday, you know, out of nowhere. But then someone like Mark Walters, who does another radio show, I've been on his show for a few times, and I wanted to finally, you know, meet him in person. It didn't happen. I mean, we just kept missing each other the whole weekend. But, you know, that's what next year's for. Next year we'll be in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah, next year will be just over the border for me. So I'll be having a good time with that. Colleone, I interviewed Colleone before he had 100,000 subscribers just because I liked what he did. And I would have liked to have met him as well. But, you know, like you said, there's always next year.
I predict Atlanta will break all the attendance records. It's deep, deep south. Atlanta's been making a lot of headway with extension of firearms freedoms within the last couple of years. I think Atlanta is going to be awesome.
Well, yeah, Georgia passed a law they call the guns everywhere.
Right.
And there's one local host there that I think his last name is Malloy. I want to catch up with him because he was talking about, I'll find some NRA members and I'll be afraid of them and I'm going to pull out my gun and then I'm going to kill them. And I looked at video of the guy and I'm like, listen, pal, you're just a punk. I mean, I don't know who you think or what you think you're talking to, but you've bitten off more you can chew there, you liberal little scarecrow.
You know, you hear these knuckleheads, you know, say, you know, these outrageous things about what they're going to do. There was one guy here locally that had posted something on social media that if he sees someone open carrying, he's going to run up to him, assault him, take his gun, and then shoot him, and then call the police and make up some story about how he tried to attack them. You know, there's this weird, strange anti-gun people in this world, and you just have to
very violent.
Be mindful that they're there and try to stay clear of them.
They're very violent. Without understanding the nature of violence, and that's the funniest part for me. So,
you know, what I'm trying to find is that we gun rights guys, we got to have guns for the violent anti-gun people.
Well, I think they talk a lot of talk. I think that if we were to actually sort of square up on them with our brand of self-defense, I think a lot of things are on them is going to pucker up in a way that they're just not going to be able to handle. Coming up on the next break, Rick Ector, you can find him at Legally Armed in Detroit. He's all over TV in Detroit. Some of the best interviews you've ever seen. Facebook, expert witness, best urban instructor out there. We'll be right back.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, tool box, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Rick Ector. By the way, Matt is in the chat room, Rick.
Yeah, Matt's special that way.
I need to figure out a way to come up there and take a class with you.
You know, it would be cool. You know, I would love for you to take one of these specialty things that I do, such as this Lethal Force Aftermath class that I'm doing, you know, this Saturday. It's more or less a seminar than it is a class.
Right.
It's not full day. It's like 3 hours. And essentially, we pick up where your CPL, your concealed carry class, leaves off at. Okay? You've experienced the moment you hope that would never happen. But that event that you constantly prepared yourself for, you got your concealed carry license, you've been diligently training and practicing, and for whatever reason the predator decided to attack you, you defended yourself, and you have the perpetrator, you know, laid out on the ground. What happens next? You know, what's your interface with law enforcement? What's the proper way of making a 911 call without incriminating yourself? Are you going to get arrested? If you get arrested, you know, how do you conduct yourself? How do you get access to a lawyer? How much is it going to cost to get representation? Do you get a lawyer or do you concentrate on paying a bail bondsman? What to expect when you go in for an arraignment? What to do, how to interview a lawyer, how to get a lawyer? When should you have a lawyer? How much does it cost to defend yourself if you get unjustly charged? You know, is there a solution? Can you get a firearm legal program? You know, and how much does that cost? And out of those out there, what are some of the key differentiating qualities about them each? So, you know, it's a free 3-hour seminar, you know, and we see cases, you know, here in local Detroit and I'm sure all across country, you know, where citizens are forced to defend themselves. What usually is left out is that point between when the incident occurs and when the prosecutor makes a decision or when they decide to charge the person. There's a lot that we don't hear about. And our total objective is to give a more rounded education on what to expect and how to best prepare yourself.
I need to hook you up with Second Call Defense.
Mm-hmm.
I need to hook you up. That could be quite enlightening because you're talking about getting a lawyer. Second Call Defense, you know, that was the hour before you. It's $20 a month, but it's you got a lawyer. You got when you make that second call after you call the cops, you got that attorney-client privilege right away, getting bailed out of jail right away. So that needs
differences between a lot of different plans.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly what, you know, second call provides, but generally speaking, you're looking at paying, you know, a monthly fee, and then it becomes a difference of, are they just giving you a small lump sum and say, okay, go win the case? Or is there something out there where you're totally out of the process and the payment of the lawyer is transparent? You know, and then there's other things like incident cleanup, bail bonds.
They cover that? We'll talk about that off the air. I'll put you in touch with the CEO of Second Call Defense.
Sean Maloney, right?
That's right. You can the one that I did not meet. I saw everybody else. But
well, he gave a presentation over at the trainers meeting. You know,
right.
I didn't get a chance to talk with him, but I did use that UTM ammo, that training ammo. They had a makeshift gun range in the conference room, but it was live ammo, but it wasn't like, you know, real ammo, if you know what I mean. It was some training stuff. I think it was like primer-propelled plastic projectile that, you know, gives you a full recoil and slide action, locks open and ejects the previous casing. It was pretty good. It's a good training tool. And looked like that if they can work on getting the cost of the ammunition down, it'd be more widely accepted and adopted, I think.
Right. Yeah, I need to put you with Mr. Maloney. I was talking to Steve Fisher today, who's up in Ann Arbor, and I need to just figure out a way to get up there and just cover the entire state. Because there's so many good gun people in Michigan.
There's a ton of interstates emanating out of South Carolina. I know it. And
do you
think
so?
77 is one of them, right?
Yeah.
Jump on 77. That'll at least get you to Ohio. And cut across to 75, and you can't miss Detroit. You can't miss Michigan. We want you to come.
If I come to Michigan, I'm going to fly because on the way up there, you know, I am a modern pacifist and all this stuff. But that was tested on the way up there, driving around with all that traffic. So I don't need to test myself no more, Rick. I'm trying to heal, trying to be better. You, as a rule, we'll put together on a regular basis a training seminar, a hands-on gun shooting, send rounds down range training seminar for women of Detroit. How often do you do that?
That's a program that I try to do at least once a year, and it's a very popular event. And what we do, the genesis of that event came like 5 years ago, and, you know, not trying to be grotesque or anything, but there was a story in the local media where a woman had been attacked and killed and her body just left in the street. And I was like, you know, somebody should do something about that, you know? And then I thought about it. I said, well, gee, why don't I do something? So my idea was to train as many women as I could in one day on how to safely operate a firearm. You know, fundamental safety rules, range safety briefing, how to load it, how to shoot it, how to unload it, you know?
Right.
And that first year, 5 years ago, I trained 50 women. And last year when I did it, I trained 300 women in one day. And I was able to do that with 15 volunteer fellow firearms instructors, another 15 to 20 volunteer National Rifle Association range safety officers. One gun group, Michigan Gun Owners, gave me like 5,000 rounds of ammo. I had a bunch of gun guys donate the use of their gun. And a gun range here actually let me use their gun range for free, you know. And I've been able to do that for the last 5 years. But this one particular range that I was using, his range, for whatever reason, they closed it. And I don't have the backstory on why they closed it, but it's closed. And it would help me do this event again this year if I could get a gun range to sponsor us, that is, to host us and let all those 300-plus women come to their gun range and use their range for this one-day event, you know. But I'm still working on it, and hopefully I can find someone who will see good business sense in bringing 300 women with training and equipment needs in their near future.
Training is the gift that keeps on giving for a business owner. So that part I never quite get. We're about to run out of time, so give all the ways that people can connect with and find Rick Ector, if you will, please, sir.
I'm everywhere. I tell you what, if you Google me, R-I-C-K, last name Ector, E-C-T-O-R, you'll see everything. It'll take you to my website, DetroitCCW.com. It'll take you to my blog, Legally Armed in Detroit. I have a presence on most of the social media channels, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. I'm not on Snapchat yet, but I see it on the horizon this year.
Snapchat. I have not yet joined Snapchat, so I'm thinking about looking into Snapchat. I'm still trying to get this whole YouTube thing together. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Man, it was my pleasure. Don't be a stranger. Have me on again soon. And here's some serious consideration for coming to the Wolverine set.
I am doing that right now as we speak. I will talk to you soon. We'll do it again in 21 hours. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.